I'm your host, Sabrina Nicole, and welcome back to the Empowered Expansion Podcast. Here, we're all about tapping into our true power and creating a life we love. Are you ready to be the badass, powerful creator you could choose to be? Join me every week for deep self-concept work, very practical consciousness tools, and some sexy inspiration to elevate your self-image and expand beyond your current reality. I'm going to show you how to relax into creation and have some fun and ease along the way. Let's go. Today, we're going to talk about visualization. I'm going to share my specific visualization practice. Visualization is a very powerful tool that you can use to catapult your life to the next level. It's one of the most powerful tools I used to manifest and create and actualize 1 million followers, my dream apartment, and habits that give me overall well-being in my life. Visualization allows you to create new connections in your brain, to create a new identity, and to naturally take action, and action that's going to create the results you want in your life, or just to simply receive newness in your life. It's also what I'm going to share today, specifically about my visualization practice. It gives you some time to brainstorm and actually like think about what do you even want to be living. I feel like sometimes we can get so caught up in life that we stop creating it. We're just kind of like going with it. All right, so let's get into it. So I read in a few books about visualization, the power of it. And I was like, okay, I want to see this power in my life. I want to start to transform my life. So I was visualizing for 10 minutes, three times a day. Now, if you really want to create a change in your life and you do this three times a day, you are going to see huge changes. And I'm so excited for you already. But also, if you just do this 10 minutes a day in the morning, for example, during your morning routine, you are still going to see very powerful results. So let's get started. Wait, one last thing about the intro. Go ahead and play with it. I mean, maybe do it three times a day. Maybe you want to do it five times a day. Maybe, I don't know, once a week. Also, come on, you're here to do what works for you. So I definitely invite you to listen to this and then match it to what works for you and also be willing to play with it. So here are the details of the step-by-step of this visualization practice. Like, what do I do within the 10 minutes? I'm going to talk about that. So I would put some like piano music or ambient music or like 432 hertz on YouTube. If you don't want any music, no worries. You can also do this with silence. And of course, you can play with it. Some days, maybe you want a little bit of ambience music to help you relax and focus. And some days, maybe you don't. So step one in the visualization practice is to relax. You want to find like a comfortable position. I usually would lay down unless I was really sleepy doing it in the morning. Then I would stay seated. But you just want to start taking in some deep breaths and relax your body. That's the first thing you want to do. This is going to help you like get out of survival mode, get out of stress mode, and allow you to access this higher faculty to activate your imagination from a very relaxed state. And also maybe like if you're tense, you could probably accidentally start like visualizing things you're worried about or something. So first step is you want to relax, take some deep breaths. And here I would do a quick body scan, which means like I would put my focus on my forehead, on my head, and then my eyes, my nose, my lips, the back and front of my neck. And I would just go and like be relaxing everything, kind of check in my shoulders, my chest, my back, my arms, my elbows, all the way down the hips, the thighs, the knees, all the way to the legs, just like letting my muscles go and relaxing. Step two, this would just take me like a minute or two. So for the first 5 minutes-ish, which again, I would put like a 10-minute timer at the beginning. And it would just be like big on my screen so I could see the timer countdown. You can do two different 5-minute timers or just put 10 minutes, see what works for you. But for the first half, I would allow myself to brainstorm and play. So I'm relaxed, my eyes are closed, and I would just kind of start imagining, like, what would it like my dream apartment to look like? I remember for so, like, since I did this every day, I would imagine this certain apartment, and I would move around the furniture. I would try different windows, different lighting. I would really allow myself some time to explore what do I want. And I think this step alone is so powerful because, like I said in the beginning, when are we giving ourselves time to really, instead of just going, like just kind of brainstorming and playing and moving things around and seeing like, what life do I want to create? How do I want to feel? A beautiful thing I suggest you do here is not only looking at the material, like what kind of apartment, what kind of couch, what kind of boyfriend, how hot is he, the abs, you, how are your abs, you know, instead of just looking at all the physical, I also invite you to be present to what energies do you choose in your life. So from that boyfriend or from those friends, like, do you want to visualize having like very nourishing energy from them? Is your apartment also, for example, for so long, I intended for my apartment to be nourishing for me, to bring comfort, to bring joy. So definitely have fun with all the material things. You're worthy of all of it. But I definitely suggest that you also bring, like, visualize those emotions that you want to have, the smile on your face, notice, bring your senses into it. Which this brings me to the next part. So the first part is just kind of like playing around, moving things around, testing different things. Maybe, I don't know, a certain boyfriend that's like this, or friendships like this, or a job that's this. And maybe another day it's like, no, I don't want to go into the office. Maybe another day, maybe I do want to go into the office. I would even like think about my week in general, my morning routine, my weekend routine, my night routine, trips. You can play around with it, definitely like vacations you want to have. So that's the first 5 minutes. And then the next 5 minutes, what I would do is I would pick like one scene or one situation. Maybe it was like, okay, my morning routine or having a specific conversation with someone. And this is where this is where you become really strategic in making this visualization powerful enough to transform your life. So how do you make a visualization powerful enough to transform you? What you want to do is you want to pick a specific scene and you want to visualize the details. Like, I would even like visualize my nails. Maybe if there was a little, like, I don't know, a little bit of skin coming off, maybe we don't want to visualize that. What kind of nail polish do I have on? My belt buckle, or the person I'm talking to, their belt, their shoes, the hair, very specific details, the colors. And then you also want to bring in all your senses. What do you hear? What do you see? What do you feel? What do you smell? What do you taste? What kind of smell is in the air? Is it like a fresh air? Is it kind of cold? Is it hot? What are the sensations in your body? Do you feel joy? Where is it? In your chest, in your head? How does it feel? And enliven those emotions. Really let them come to life. Now, I'm going to share something here. Why is this so important, involving so many details? Because there have been many studies on the power of visualization. And turns out, by the way, there's a great book you can read on this. All about self-image transformation, how to transform your identity. The book is called Psycho-Cybernetics. I can put it in the description of this episode. And one of the ways, like one of the techniques it talks about in transforming your identity is usually using visualization, because your brain cannot tell the difference between a memory and something vividly visualized. So imagine if you had this memory of being successful, being so confident, feeling great, having lived so many wonderful things. If you had that memory, that affects your identity and that affects how you're going to move forward, because you're going to be like, I already know I'm capable. I already did this. So then in real life, you go into it with, like, knowing you can. So your brain cannot tell the difference. In this book, Psychocybernetics, they had two different groups where one, they put them in front of a piano and for 2 hours, they had them actually play the piano for about 2 weeks. They would practice this piece. Then they had another group come in that would just sit down on a chair and they would visualize themselves playing this piece. This is also called mental rehearsal. Anyway, at the end of the study, at the end of the 2 weeks, they looked through their brain waves and their muscles on their fingers. And the group that had not played the piano at all, they had only visualized it, had the same brain connections, the same neural pathways built into their mind. And they had muscle growth on their fingers just from visualizing. I think it was about 60% muscle growth compared to the group that was actually doing it. So visualization is such a powerful way for you to also start transforming your identity. When you start to visualize in detail, you use your emotions, you use your senses, you are, yes, transforming your identity. And also what you're doing is something called mental rehearsal. World-class athletes do this all the time. They visualize themselves making the ball into the, like, for example, getting the ball into the hoop in basketball over and over and feeling that confidence, feeling and visualizing having already won before going into it. I even practiced this with one of my boyfriend's nieces. I was playing paddle with her, like, so with a ball, and she wasn't really able to hit the ball properly, and she was getting a little frustrated, and I was like, all right, hold on. Let's put the paddle down, take a deep breath, let's relax, and I want you to just in your mind visualize you and me hitting the ball 5 times. Ready? I'm going to count the 5 times and you see it in your head. See yourself hitting the ball towards me and it hitting my paddle and then I hit it back to you and then you hit it back to me. Guys, after like 10 minutes of trying with this little girl before the visualization, she was not able to get not even 2 balls in a row. We did this little visualization. I kid you not, she opened her eyes, we started, we got to 5. We did it. We hit the ball back and forth 5 times. And she was like, oh my God, that was amazing. And yes, this is a super awesome, powerful tool that you can use from the comfort of your own home and start visualizing and mentally rehearsing and living all these experiences that you want to have. You can also use visualization to create habits you want to create. Like, you can identify what are the habits, what are the things that are going to bring me like success and joy and well-being. And then in your visualization time, you can visualize yourself doing this. See the details, see the emotions, and even like see yourself having fun, enjoying doing these things. This is going to be so fun if you try it, because then you're going to see that you do with way more ease go into your day and do it. Funny enough, we are constantly visualizing. So it's not like you don't already do this. For example, this little girl, when she was hitting the ball, she was probably like accidentally seeing herself not really make it. Or imagine like when you have a day coming up and already in your mind, you're like, oh, this is going to be kind of tough. I have a hard day ahead. There, you're already visualizing yourself having a hard time. You're already creating that. You're already mentally rehearsing things not going the way you want to. So adding some consciousness and doing this consciously and as a practice every day, you start to see huge results in your life, because you're now choosing what you want to visualize consciously instead of letting maybe the default programming go run amok if the default programming isn't really working for you, you know? Me, after doing all these practices for now about 3-4 years, visualizing every day, affirmations every day, meditations, like, I have this beautiful default programming where I do believe I'm going to succeed. I already see myself doing pretty great. And of course, going to the next level, I use these strategies and these tools to do that. So in conclusion, go have fun with this tool. Some people are more visual, some people are more auditory, but I think we all have this ability. So if you don't, that'd be very interesting if like you can't create images in your head. If that's you, go ahead and send me an email. I'm very interested. I'd like to chat. Anyway, it's most likely not you. I think like everybody has the ability to do this. So how can we add this into our life? I definitely recommend you start doing this 10 minutes a day. You can do you can like add this into your morning routine like I do, where I like meditate, I say the affirmations, I visualize, I read, I journal, and exercise. And you can also, if you're really wanting to make a change into your life, I definitely recommend you do this, I don't know, for a month, 3 times a day. It's so fun, and it's also such a beautiful way to just kind of like get yourself back into your power and creation mode, like relaxing your body, coming into the present moment, and being like, okay, what do I want to create? When I was visualizing 3 times a day, this was when I was on my way to 1 million followers. I didn't have any followers when I first started it. And yeah, so freaking fun. By 90 days of doing this, I already had 700,000 followers. I was using like all these techniques at the same time all day. Also, it was quarantine. I had a ton of time. I was taking a ton of aligned action. It was all wonderful. But yeah, I definitely recommend you guys try this out. Get some consistency with it so you can see some solid results. And yeah, that was what I wanted to share for today. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Do you have any questions or comments you'd like to share? Let's continue the conversation over on Instagram @EmpoweredExpansionPodcast. See you soon.